So many people are interfering with their potential because they overthink. And overthinking is the interest you pay on decisions you haven't made. I'm going to repeat that. Overthinking is the interest you pay on decisions you haven't made. As an entrepreneur and high performers in general, we don't lose because we're not smart. We lose because our mental bandwidth gets taxed by the interference of the response to the reaction of fear. We have worry and prediction and perfection getting in the way of our potential. The antidote isn't all this information. It's more the intention of intuition and inspiration. These five lessons that I've created are derived from timeless wisdom and focus and space and small steps and purpose and ritual. It is simple as we move that we can run. Understanding the simple things to do are simple not to do. We use them to exchange anxiety for awareness, speculation for service, and hesitation for momentum. Super excited to help alleviate one of the number one interferences with your potential. Teaching you five different techniques, five different lessons to stop overthinking. Number one lesson is laser the now. Overthinking steals energy from execution. Attention is your scarcest asset. We need to rewrite an email five times instead of sending a clear version once. Focus is actually a muscle. Muscles need to be trained. Train it with deliberate intention, definiteness of purpose, in short bouts. Focus, laser the now, is like HIIT training. If anyone's familiar with HIIT training, high intensity training, intentional training, focusing in on one pointed focus on a single task. Why a single task? Well, a lot of us think of the idea of multitasking is overthinking. But the truth is that we can only focus in on one thing at a time. We can only focus in on one thing at a time. And so when we laser the now, when we want to stop overthinking, which is stealing our energy from execution, when we want to allow ourselves to exchange that anxiety for awareness, we need to understand that we need to institute and practice refocus as laser becomes the now. What is refocus? We have one thing we're focusing on. When we're focusing in on it, we're receiving data to process through what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, to process through our intelligence, our intuition, our inspiration. We are creating inspiration to information. And we create and materialize that or monetize that in information. And so by focusing in on and understanding that we can only focus in on and be lasered focus in on the now, one thing, that becomes a central spot to gather data. Now, we're smart enough to focus in on one thing, gather data, and then focus in on a second thing and gather more data. But we have to understand one thing, that the speed of thought is far faster than the speed of light. For example, 100 million years exists in the speed of light. So it would take us a long time to go 100 million years in the future. But if I ask you to think about the speed of 100 million years, I want you to think about what is it like. Close your eyes. Think about 100 million years from now. It takes 0.1 seconds at the most. So understanding, number one, that we can only focus in on one thing, and two, that the speed of thought moves trillions of times faster than the speed of light, man-made constructive time, linear time. So using this to our advantage, we create and practice the muscle of focus by understanding how we process data in focusing on one pointed focus at a time but refocusing back to that one point, that main point. So, for example, when I'm training right now, I'm focused in on the training, but I could also be doing my emails as long as I go back to the training. So if what multitasking would be, two things, my email, I would go not one back and forth into one, two, three, four things. I would focus in on my training, then quickly go to my email, get data from there, but go back to the training and continually utilize the thought process that's so much faster than the light process, the linear time. So I could actually have five different things that I'm doing, and in the speed of light, in man-made constructive time, in linear time, it looks like I'm multitasking, doing five things at once, but I'm not. I'm focusing in on the primary thing first, going to the secondary thing, but then back to the primary, then to the tertiary thing, back to the primary, then to the fourth thing, back to the primary, then to the fifth thing, back to the primary, and so on and so forth. 1-2-1, 1-3-1, 1-4-1, 1-5-1. And because the speed of thought moves so much faster than the speed of light, that I can gather enough data from 2, 3, 4, and 5 to understand enough of it, but also keep my primary focus on the training that I'm doing today, not the emails, the texts, a note from my wife or somebody entering my house, whatever it may be while I'm training that happens. So understanding that laser the now allows us to focus in on one thing at a time, but leverage the speed of thought over the speed of light, the linear time frame, in order to effectuate multitasking. You're not doing two things at once. That is impossible. But we are leveraging and training with deliberate, definite purpose, extremely short bouts of focus on 1, 2, 1, 3, 1, 4, 1, 5, 1. Obviously, you're going to start with 1 and 2 and just go back and forth, just like juggling. You don't start with 5 balls. You just throw one up in your hand, and then you learn to throw 2, then you add 3, then 4, then 5. But you're still focused in on, when you're juggling, 1 ball is the primary ball, then 2, then back to 1, then 3, then back to 1, then 4, back to 1, 5, back to 1. That's how guys do 10 balls in the air. If you focus in on all the balls, you're going to drop them all. And that's exactly what happens when we use anxiety for awareness and not understand the mind can only focus in on one thing at a time, and don't understand the power of thought over the power of light, man-made constructive time. Remember, man-made constructive time is based off of the power of light. When the particle of light leaves the sun and hits the earth, that's what determines the 24 hours in a day for everybody on earth, the common denominator of everybody on earth, the guarantee of God. He promises you 24 hours a day, every day of your life, except for the last day he'll cheat you. So we want to practice laser the now. We want to know that overthinking will create overwhelm, will drop all the balls. Learn to focus and refocus, have one primary place to process data, and then dissipate the rest of the thought process in order to process other data around you without dropping all the balls. Start by practicing 1 ball, then 1 ball to 2 balls, 1, and then 1 ball to 2, to 1, to 3, to 1, and so on and so forth. And you will laser the now. Practice a 2-minute, one-pointed focus on one single task. And then add another and practice that. And when you're very, very, very comfortable, what I call an unconscious competency, go to 3 balls and so on and so forth. That's how those guys can juggle 15 balls. When the mind wanders, which is the majority of the time it sits in a subconscious state we call wandering, we label it thinking. But under the laser, the now, we need to return to the primary focus with no judgment. Don't let the mind wander. You'll drop all the balls. There's no way you could juggle 15 balls if your mind is wandering. You got to go from 1 to 2, 1 to 3, 1 to 4, 1 to 5, 1 to 6, 1 to 7, 1 to 8, 1 to 9, 1 to 10, 1 to 11, 11. And the process of practicing thinking is an amazement to most human beings living in the linear time frame based off of the speed of light. Go ahead and practice, but don't practice till you're perfect. Perfectly practice. Don't practice till you're perfect. Practice till you don't get it wrong so that you're perfectly practiced. There's a difference between those two. The first lesson, the first technique of not overthinking is understanding laser the now, understanding how to be deliberate and intentional in short bouts, understanding the primary focus and the refocus plan, understanding the power of thinking over the power of linear time. The second technique is space. Create space to choose. If you study Einstein, you'll know the importance of space, understanding that there would be no music if there was no space between the notes. It would just be one continual annoying sound, like old late night TV when they had the emergency TV network. There's no music without space. We, as always, give meaning to everything we see. We have the power of relativity and the power of time, as indicated by lesson number one, the power of time, time of thought versus time of light. But we also have the power of relativity, and the power of space exists in the power of relativity, that we can create space to choose. Decisions, just like music, made from mental clutter will amplify mistakes. Decisions made from feeling and overthinking will amplify mistakes or stall them completely. When we choose, we need to look for the space between the clues and the patterns. So many people will jump from Slack to email to meetings without going to its primary focus, but also they make their choices in a reactive way. A reactive way is an emotional way. It's usually based upon a natural, instant, obvious reaction to fear. And so many people will make their decisions out of fear or emotion, a compulsory reaction, which is not aligned with the divine direction in which you want to be in. They'll use blame, shame, and justification to tell you why they made that choice. But the reason they made that choice is they're not utilizing the techniques to not overthink, and the decisions that they made were from a mental clutter monkey brain that amplifies mistakes without learning. Because we know that the learning, the lesson, exists in every struggle and every pain that you have. In other words, the solution exists already. It's just a lapse of time until you figure it out. That's why we call it a re-solution, a resolution to the problem or the pain that you're having. And if we make reactive choices without utilizing space to decide what we're going to do, say, think, feel, and believe, and if it's aligned with where we want to be or better, and more importantly, if the meaning of our past is also aligned, so we're not limiting our future, casting a shadow over that. This gap creates the gain. The space creates the gain. The space creates the music. Our clarity, our harmony lives in the pause. This is why when we are instant and obvious in our reaction to fear, our free will is defined as stopping or pausing. Now, it sounds simple, just like saying thank you, to be grateful in 0.1 seconds and it's free, when most of us don't say thank you enough, and let alone don't do it consistently enough, even though it's 0.1 seconds and it's free. The same thing holds true about stopping. It sounds so simple that when I react to fear, not knowing what the fear is, because that's an impossibility of the trillions of variances and variables of the genetic and energetic experiences that we're having, it's impossible to know what we're actually afraid of. We could think about it all day long and overthink about it all day long, but who cares when the reaction is instant and obvious with the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, and resentful, and worried. But the clarity lives in the stopping, the pause. So the understanding that create space so that we can choose and prioritize, or pre-prioritize, not in an emotional way, not in an overthinking way, not in an interfering way, but in an aligned divine direction towards where we want to be or better. Clarity lives in that pause. It lives in the stop. So when you have a need to worry, don't try to out-logic it or analyze it, go over it, under it, through it, around it. Just stop, pause. create space so that you can reprioritize according to the circumstances of the day as God is laughing at you for coming up with a well-developed plan. Simply pause and stop. Now we can drop in that pause. Recollect with the bigger mind. Remind ourselves, remember ourselves, recollect ourselves with the infinite intelligence, the infinite intuition, the infinite inspiration, the omniscient and all-knowing and all-powerful that's protecting, promoting love, and perfecting us in this circumstance that we don't understand because there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to where we want to be. Clarity lives in the pause. Learn to stop, the only free will that we have. Simple, but yet not, because the simple things to do are simple not to do. It takes practice. It takes practice to create the space to choose. Know that we can practice feeling when our minds, bodies, and souls are on fire with no thinking. We just know automatically, instantly, and obviously our mind, body, and soul are on fire, however you want to design it, with the guilt, resentment, or worry, or anger, or anxiety, or fear, whatever you want to call it. But let's practice stopping and softening our eyes and taking a deep breath through our nose and out through our mouth and creating a tabula rasa, a trajectory, a guidepost into the divine direction or divine detour that we are taking. Ask ourselves, when we get to center, what is aligned with where we want to be or better? What's our next controllable move of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, or believing aligned with where we think we want to be or better according to the circumstances, or readjusting into our non-negotiable behavior, which is not circumstantial at all, which should take a minimum of half of your day, most of that sleep. Do not move until the answer is aligned with the divine direction that you want to be in or better. Do not move until that detour is aligned with the divine direction, making it a divine detour. Do not move until the meaning of your past is aligned with that divine direction as well. Proceed only when the answer fits in the divine. Stop, drop, and roll when your mind, body, and soul are on fire. Create space to make the music and harmony in your life, to choose and prioritize aligned with your divine. The third technique, shrink the choice. Big decisions, binary decisions, they trigger analysis, thinking and overthinking and logically thinking. And it creates, with this analysis, paralysis. It's hard to think about saving the world. It's easy to think about empowering one person to empower one person to empower one person to change the world. Shrink the choice. Big decisions, binary decisions, trigger analysis paralysis. Ask ourselves, should we pivot the whole product, the whole business, the whole history? What if that stalls us for 6-8 weeks or 6 or 8 years of progress? It is momentum. It is the 2 minutes a day, not the 2 hours on a Saturday, that beats the magnitude. Small, certain, intentional steps are what compound through acceleration and aggregation of resources. We are a resource of the source, the omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source, an infinite, abundant, unified system of thought, intelligence, intuition, and inspiration and energy that we are interfering with. But until we lower the bar, until we shrink the choice, it becomes too big and too binary. And therefore creates thinking and overthinking, which creates analysis, which creates paralysis. Momentum will beat magnitude every time. Enjoy what you don't like or love, about what you love or don't like or love. Enjoy it every single day in a persistent, consistent pursuit of your truth, of your potential, by aligning the past, the meaning of the past, to expand your self-image, knowing you'll never overachieve your own self-image. I love to lower the bar by assigning time to the non-negotiable and negotiable behaviors of the day to be, and that can be executed solely in the 24 hours that were guaranteed, the incremental day-by-day progress that beats magnitude. Break the decisions not only by limiting or minimizing the amount of time that you're going to stay intentional each and every day, knowing that 2 minutes a day is more than 2 hours on a Saturday, but break the decisions into mini decisions. that you can execute in 24 hours, not a week, a month, a year, or 10 years. Define our success by completion of the prioritized non-negotiable behaviors, which will take care of 90% of your success. And then define the success by the completion of the prioritized negotiable behaviors based off of the circumstances within the 24 hours. Define the success by completion, not complexity. It doesn't have to be complex. Define your success by completion, not comparison. Taking inventory of self and utilizing our skills, our knowledge, and desires and aligning it with where we want to be or better in the meaning of the past to continue to expand and grow and accelerate and aggregate into compounding results, exponential results. Review and learn from the outcomes. Get 1% better every day at something. Upgrade one variable every single day in alignment with the divine direction that you want to be in. We need to shrink the choice, lower the bar in order to get rid of the analysis paralysis that creates the overthinking and interference of your potential. The fourth technique, purpose, definite purpose, is powers. Definite purpose powers action. The definiteness of purpose, doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing aligned with the divine direction that we think we want to be in, even when there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to us being there. I'm already there. What is it I'm becoming? When you forget who you serve, fear will fill the gap. Overthinking will fill the gap. Interference will fill the gap. Don't forget who you serve. We are part and parcel of oneness. We serve each other and we serve God. Your God. We obsess over competitors stealing our joy, stealing our happiness, interfering with our potential, instead of obsessing on the outcomes from the behaviors of our current situation. If we focus in on our behaviors, the non-negotiable, negotiable behaviors, the aligned behaviors, and the interfering behaviors, when we focus in on the behaviors instead of the outcomes, we'll get to where we want to be or better, because it's that definiteness of purpose of what we're focusing in on and the behaviors that get us there that powers the actions, which includes what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, all actions of definiteness of purpose. When we can remind, remember, reconnect, recollect with the who and for the sake of what, we can convert anxiety into that service. For the sake of what am I doing this? Write out the sentences for the bigger things in your life. For the sake of what am I driving my child for school? For the sake of what am I doing what I don't like or love about what I love? For the sake of what am I doing what I don't like or love? And do I have the resources to have somebody help me? Or do I know someone that can help me? Or would it help me if? When we're choosing our tasks that best serve an outcome, when we choose the behaviors that best serve the outcome instead of being happy when the outcome happens, we will do it now. And 100% of the things you do now get done. It powers action. 100% of the things you do next get done. It is the antidote to overthinking, to feeling overwhelmed, to procrastination, all brothers and sisters of one another. We need to use the decision window rule in order to facilitate, to make easy the actions in a definiteness of purpose. If clarity appears within 10 minutes, act before it fades. At least capture it before it fades. It allows us to stay aligned in the divine and a definiteness of purpose that powers action through what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, aligned with where we want to be or better, aligning the meaning of the past and getting to where we want to be or with acceleration, aggregation, and compounding impact. Definiteness of purpose is what powers action. The last technique, the fifth technique, build a clarity and harmony ritual. Remember, consistency is greater than intensity. Giving 100% means being consistent, not giving 100% in everything that you do and creating an interference by not recovering or accessing information in order to facilitate or make easy getting to where you want to be or better. Build the clarity and harmony ritual. Confident obviously comes with a comfortable feeling. Comfortability and confidence comes from practice, and confidence and comfortability is a byproduct of what? Practice, repeated alignment. Human beings don't like repetition or the truth. That's why the greatest leaders, teachers, mentors, and coaches are annoying, because we have to be repetitive and honest, and nobody likes that. It's hard to have people like you and learn from you at the same time. One of my clients calls me the velvet hammer. I take that as a huge compliment. It resonated with me. I'm not looking for heroic bursts of improvement from people. I'm looking for consistency, clarity, and harmony rituals. Start a practice of meditation. Start a practice of non-negotiables, of a minimum amount of time on your sleep, a minimum of time on the health. Of health, by the way, is always starting with what keeps our heart beating. Sleeping, eating, drinking, moving, and breathing. Expect the daily ease. Learn to identify the dis-ease that interferes with where we want to be or better. Separate it with those non-negotiables of sleep and health and relativity, starting with your family, and then finance and faith and the study of time itself between, as I mentioned, the infinite time of thought and the man-made construct of 24 hours that we're guaranteed every day of our life except for the last day, and expect a daily ease. It'll be the systems that sustain what motivation starts. Motivation, it will only get us up, get us back up, get us started, and get us back started. It ain't going to get you there. It is the systems that will allow the inspiration to get us there through consistent, persistent pursuit of our potential each and every day, 7 days of the week. Those people that burn out, those people that know to need to completely detach for weeks and months and years, are not taking advantage of the rituals of clarity and harmony, of consistency over intensity. When you go off the grid for 6 weeks, that is an intense move, not a consistent move. We want to make sure that we have these rituals, morning, midday, evening, meditation in the morning to transcend the information so you can be inspired, having one pointed focus and refocus in on each and every day. Midday, pause. Allow yourself to assess the situation or circumstance, or after the non-negotiables have been executed, now working within the context of negotiable circumstantial behavior to reprioritize the day aligned with where you want to be or better. And then use an unwinding routine in the evening to allow us to understand the triggers, the technique used, and the tiny upgrade for tomorrow through gratitude, empathy, accountability, and effective communication. We want to share our delayed decisions and have an accountability partner or partners, and allow us to move forward during the day to grow, expand, accelerate, aggregate, and compound together. Would it help you if? Do you know anyone that can help? Confidence is the byproduct of what's annoying, being repetitive and honest, not heroic bursts. We need to build clarity and harmony rituals, knowing consistency. Persistency in the pursuit of our potential beats intensity every single day. We need to move and exchange the anxiety for awareness, and the speculation for service, and hesitation for momentum. We need to laser the now, be focused and refocus, understand the difference between the speed of thought and the speed of light. We need to create space between the notes, so that we can use the clues and the patterns to make better choices, and not allowing the mental clutter, the monkey noise, to amplify our mistakes. We use that gap to gain clarity and harmony in the pause by stopping and dropping and rolling. We gotta shrink the choice and lower the bar. Big and binary decisions trigger analysis paralysis. Utilize momentum to beat magnitude. Small, consistent, persistent steps that are certain to compound. The definiteness of purpose will power your actions to do, say, think, feel, and believe, to understand who we serve, to fill the gap instead of fear. Obsess over the behaviors, not the outcomes. Know for the sake of what, to remind, remember, and recollect, to convert our anxiety into service. And then fill and build the clarity and harmony rituals, knowing that confidence and comfortability is a byproduct of repeated and not be annoying as a teacher, coach, mentor, be annoying as a parent, be honest and repetitive. Do not look for heroic bursts. Don't be an extra mile or be an empty mile. Extra milers go the extra mile every once in a while and use that to justify why they don't get to where they want to be, where the empty miles are consistent and persistent in the pursuit of their potentials. Use these rituals in the morning, midday, and evening to learn and grow and improve. Your mind is a tool, not a tyrant. When you create space, laser your focus, shrink your decisions, reconnect and repeat a simple ritual in harmony, you transform noise into divine direction. Don't wait for the confidence to act. Act to create the confidence. Don't wait for confidence to act. Act to create the confidence. Take one small, certain step in the next 10 minutes and let's consistently do what intensity can't. Compound clarity, accelerate execution, and move you closer to the life and the business that you desire, even though there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary, that you desire to have and become. This has been the 5 techniques to stop overthinking. This guide and exercises are available to you. You just have to email me, david@dmeltzer.com. That's my email. I answer it myself, david@dmeltzer.com. Clear the interference, shorten the distance of resistance. Use these techniques to get to where you want to be or better, and then teach them to somebody else. We appreciate you. We look forward to seeing you. We're in over 200 cities a year. david@dmeltzer.com. Please email me. I'd appreciate it. Thank you so much, everyone. Remember, be kind to your future self and do good deeds.